a superstar teammate in a tragedy sucks. Tearing your ACL sucks. And he goes on to write, watching your guys lose five of the next six games from the couch sucks. You know what doesn't suck? Being a fullback for the Las Vegas Raiders. Who is Alec Ingold, and where did he come up with this? This is amazing stuff. If you haven't read it, check it out on the RJ website. This is incredible stuff, Jim.
It really is. And, of course, you know, fullbacks are not necessarily widely used in the NFL anymore because you see, take a look at the Niners, for instance. They have a wide receiver that is a better running back than half the running backs in the league in Deebo Samuel. So we have a guy here that's not only a fullback, a specialist, if you will, but he's also a leader of men, and that's why he has that C on his chest, and he basically has kept it real. He says, hey, we moved here to the desert. I mean, none of us were from the desert, and we moved here, and we found nice places to live. And as he goes around town, he sees happens to notice that we've really embraced the Golden Knights. If you look around at all the bumper stickers or license plates brackets or license plates themselves, there's a lot of Golden Knights. Not as many Raiders yet, but again, they've only been here for 2 years. So he basically has kept it real and says, in the clubhouse, behind the scenes, They're really close, and they need to be because they lost their head coach. They lost a star player. They've had to endure. For instance, you take a look at Derek Carr. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And continually, there's a lot of people who say, well, you need to move on. You need to get a better quarterback, and yet he's still up there. So I don't know why he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves, but again, maybe it has something to do with the pedigree of the team, much like my Bengals. They're kind of in that same group where people didn't even notice Joe Burrow up until a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and beating the Chiefs, I think, may have helped.
Well, beating the Chiefs and throwing for nearly 1,000 yards in a two-week span.
Yeah,
really woke a lot of people up. But the people of Cincinnati have known him for that for 2 years now. And that's the way a lot of Raiders fans feel about Derek Carr. He's maybe you don't appreciate him, but we do. And that's what counts. So there's a lot of underachievers. And you take a look at Alec Ingold, and he's a great leader of men, and he deserves that C on his chest.
Isn't that the truth? Coming up, a guy that is a veteran. He wore the uniform proudly, and he writes three times a week for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Victor Jakes. We'll talk about Raider Nation, and in particular, those of you that have criticized spending $750 million on a stadium, and how many of you were in the house last night, yesterday afternoon? That's something that's cool to think about. We got a great stadium. We have a team that is improving, and this weekend they will play. And by the way, they play the Bengals. And have we figured out what the line is on that one again?
Yeah, it's the Bengals minus six in Cincinnati.
Okay, just checking. Stay right where you are. We'll check in with Victor Jakes from the Las Vegas Review Journal. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:31, as we check out our traffic cams at the moment, I'm looking at them. Looks like you're averaging 55 miles per hour through the resort corridor right now. That's northbound 15 at Charleston. Also, do expect some light flows there on the Beltway, northern and southern. No major restrictions through there. Same with U.S. 95 until you get downtown to the Spaghetti Bowl, and that's a whole nother set of issues down there. Both directions on Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern are under bridge reconstruction right now. That project is expected to last most of 2022, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the downtown area.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball dealing with some COVID issues that resulted in their Saturday game at Air Force being postponed. The schedule has them playing against New Mexico coming up tomorrow. The UNLV women's basketball team, they're not going to play again until Thursday when they match up against Boise State. Raiders football, an overtime win against the Chargers 35-32 on Sunday Night Football. And with that, the Raiders are into the playoffs. They're going to open up their playoff run when they travel to Cincinnati and match up against the Bengals. That game is going to be coming up on Saturday.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom, how the world connects.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, get me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our phone line's always available to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
God bless you, sir. Can we have, can we vote as people, the people of America, to have politicians, number one, take a drug test, make and check their health all the time, and number two, a polygraph, to ask them questions, did they take bribes and have they done any criminal activity? And number three, show their financial records, because literally what we have is we have criminals that lie and cheat and steal, and some of them are on doing drugs. You know, for example, all our Secretary of States, many of them, including Barbara, hi Barbara, I challenge you $1,000. They take bribes under the table to commit voter fraud. So we need to screen process, because my member offices were in law enforcement. I helped the DEA for 30 years, and we take polygraphs all the time and drug tests. So can we just put it on the ballot? Let the people vote. Should politicians take a drug test, polygraph, and show their finances before they even apply? I think it's that they need to upgrade the vetting process. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Michael. God bless you, too. I'll just say, that's not a bad idea. I think there is some accountability now in that they have to file reports with the with whatever the body is, or the inspector general, which, you know, like in Congress, those members of Congress have to submit reports on their wealth. The problem is it's so loose. It reads something like this. Cash on hand between $2,000 and $80,000. I mean, it's just a wide gap. And it's not really, it's not a good barometer of who is, you know, these people go to Congress with $60,000 in their pocket, and they end up with $6 million in investments. And it's like, God, I wonder how that happened. I had a chance to visit earlier with Victor Jakes. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We were talking about we were talking about what happened last night and what was just absolutely an amazing evening. And in fact, I asked him, do you think that some of the people that were in that stadium were some of the people that, you know, really hated the idea of $750 million for a stadium? And you think what happened last night changed any people's minds?
Well, I mean, probably not. I certainly was one of those people who wasn't a big fan of the taxpayer subsidy. But, you know, one of the things in life is, you know, you lose some and you move on. So we have the stadium. It's beautiful. And I hope the Raiders do really well. And we might as well enjoy, you know, the football team being here, enjoy the fact that we've got a hometown, well, two hometown teams now. And that's a good thing. You know, even if you weren't a fan of the stadium, you can appreciate, I think, the fact that it's nice to have a team here. It is nice to have a team here. And I don't think you have to feel any disconnect between enjoying the team, even if you didn't want to subsidize the stadium.
Good way to put it. Victor Jakes joining us, the Las Vegas Review-Journal three-time-a-week columnist. I know that a lot of people are concerned. The numbers are up, talking about the COVID numbers. Do you believe the doctors? Do you believe the scientists right now?
Well, I guess it depends on which scientists, which doctors are talking, because, you know, I think one of the things we've seen over the past, you know, maybe 3 weeks especially, is there's been kind of a big disconnect from the COVID hawks. You know, they're now saying things like, we have to learn to live with the virus, and, you know, no matter what, let's keep the kids in school, and, you know, maybe Omicron isn't you know, the end of the world. And even the, you know, the CDC coming out today, and or over the weekend, and saying, you know, 75% of the people who passed away with COVID had at least four comorbidities. I mean, it's like, it's incredible. All these things that were conspiracy theories, quote unquote, you know, a year ago, are becoming the new conventional wisdom.
Well, it's interesting. The story keeps changing. The bar keeps being raised. The goalposts keep being moved. I think I've used all the analogies I can think of. But I'm just curious when we are going to know that we have either A, beaten Omicron, or Omicron has beaten us. Because I know people are getting, I know somebody, a friend of mine, is being tested right now and fears that she may have Omicron.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think the mindset that has to change is this idea that your fear level of getting the virus should be, I think the fear level, people's fear level for when they get the virus is too high if they're vaccinated. I mean, if you're vaccinated, I mean, you're just, it's not very risky. It may be uncomfortable for a couple days. It may be annoying to you know, isolate for a little bit, but your terms of your risk of death is just not that high. Now, look, if you're 90 years old and you've got a couple of comorbidities, then yes, it's very concerning. But, you know, most people are simply not in that situation. And I think it's time to just, as a society, collectively, from the health officials, just come out and acknowledge what's happening, which is that, you know, if you are generally healthy, if you're vaccinated, it is a background risk of life. It doesn't mean there's no risk, but just like you get in the car and you drive to work or you drive to the sports bar or you drive to church, you know, and you take the risk of a car accident, we can live our lives taking the risk of encountering the coronavirus, knowing that, you know, our chances of serious bad health outcomes aren't very great once you've been vaccinated.
Do you do things, does your family do things that are an adjustment? I don't just mean masks, but just staying away from places where there are lots of people, things like that. Have you had to change your life much?
We did about 6 weeks of lockdown, and I wouldn't say after that we've been completely back to normal. But I mean, for probably 18 months, it's been basically as normal as it can be given all the other circumstances. So, if you are under 20, your risk is basically zero. I mean, I'm more worried about my kids drowning in my pool in the backyard, and I have a pool fence. I mean, it is just not a worry to the kids. You look at the stats for, you know, people in my wife and I's age group, and it's not significant. And, you know, Delta was obviously a little bit worse, and that was, you know, the reason I decided to get vaccinated. My wife's been vaccinated, and now I really have no worries because, I mean, I think the vaccines work. And, you know, it's just so funny. It's like you're trying to convince people to get the vaccines, and at the same time you're saying, but if you're vaccinated, like, stay inside and don't talk to anyone. It's like, what a mixed message. I mean, the point of having a life-saving vaccine is that your life. And if you get the virus, if you're AOC and you go party maskless in Miami and then you get the virus, it's not a big deal. And that's a good thing.
My question is, though, are people dying of Omicron?
There are people who have died, I assume. But, I mean, just the risk level is much, much less than the Delta variant. The joke for, like, the first 4 weeks after Omicron came out is that, you know, Alec Baldwin killed more people than the Omicron variant.
Is it too early for that or not? I don't know. Good point, though.
Anyway, but it's just the risk level is much lower, and that's what we've seen all across the country. Is just that, you know, people who are getting Omicron, who are having to go to the hospital, you know, it's not as serious as before. There's not as many people on oxygen. Yes, there is some risk. That's the thing. Life is full of some risk, but we are able to manage and deal with it. You know, we take precautions. We put seatbelts on in the car. We don't drive 125 down the freeway. We take precautions, but we accept the fact that you die getting in your car, but we don't stop living our lives, which is what too many people have done, responding to the coronavirus.
So tell me why everybody is so afraid of hospitalizations and, you know, we're going to have to call out the National Guard, all of this stuff that I keep seeing on cable news. It's like they're trying to scare us.
Well, they are. They are certainly trying to scare you. And I wouldn't, you know, say there's no challenges, but a lot of those challenges, I think, are staffing related, where, you know, you've got nurses who can earn a lot of money. It's traveling nurses, you know, going to different hot spots. You've got these, you know, quarantine rules where if you test positive, even if you're asymptomatic, you know, you're out for, you know, it was 10 days and now it's 5 days because the CDC basically said, you know, if we do 10 days, the country's just going to shut down. And so I think those are some of the problems. You know, obviously, big problem, lots of factors, but those, I think, are some of the larger factors. And obviously, Omicron is super transmissible, and so if you've got, you know, a lot more people being infected, even if your risk is lower, you know, that's, you're going to have some infections there.
There you go. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. We are sprinting to the finish line. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour, raw and unfiltered. I'm so excited. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. Write that down. New Hope Tax Defense. 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Hey Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story, over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400 square foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But
10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670. KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're just minutes away from Wayne Allen Root. War, raw and unfiltered. Joining us now, gentlemen, Jim Dallas. We've been wondering who's going to win the 7 o'clock sweepstakes, the 7 p.m. Eastern Time sweepstakes. And it looks like it's going to be, well, I won't tell you, but Jim will. Who gets 7 o'clock? Who gets prime time?
Well, if you're a regular viewer of Fox, you know that they've, over the course of the past year or so, they've had these temporary hosts in there. I think trying new people, trying old people in a new slot. And I think they finally came to the decision that Jesse Waters is going to be the new 7 p.m. Eastern 4 p.m. our time host.
Are they going to call it Waters World?
And it's going to be called Jesse Waters Prime Time.
Oh, okay.
Prime Time.
Okay, Prime Time.
So he's really good. I mean, he started with
Bill O'Reilly.
With Bill O'Reilly, and that's how the Waters World thing got started. And he's really morphed into a top-notch anchor. And on the 5, now they didn't say whether he was going to still be on the 5 or not, but Gutfeld has his nighttime show, and he's still on the 5. So
I wonder if it's just they make him work harder.
Maybe that's it, because they're all seemingly working two jobs.
Man, I'd want to walk in and walk out, man. You got an hour to do it, and then go home.
Yeah, not everybody can be Bill O'Reilly.
There you go. There you go. Well, we'll be watching for that. Any idea on when they're going to launch that?
The 24th. So 2 weeks from today, it'll be Jesse Waters prime time. And I would assume between now and then, you're again going to see a variety of different hosts, males, females. They're going to check all the boxes and make sure they have some minorities in there, too.
And can I tell you, I have just seconds to tell you this. I'm surprised they didn't do a woman, though. I thought for sure there'd be a woman.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, again, you can't hold back the talent of Jesse Waters.
Nope, you're right. You're right. We'll close it out for a Monday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.